Not only that, look here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23. I love this little segment of scripture about Moses and his parents because it shows how the parents had the faith to do what was right and not to fear, and then that was passed on to the child. Look at what it says in Hebrews 11, 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. They said, look, I don't care what the king says. I'm not going to sin against the Lord here. I'm going to preserve this child. I'm not going to have this abortion that they're trying to force on me of, you know, killing the male children. And it says they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Look what it says next. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. Notice how it's almost the exact same thing. The parents did not fear the king's commandment. And then Moses grows up, he does not fear the wrath of the king. So that was passed on from generation to generation. We need to set an example for our children of saying, you know, we're going to do what God says by faith, and we're not afraid to do it. And we're not afraid to preach right, and we're not afraid to go to a church that preach. Oh, you go to that church? What are you doing going there 3 times a week? And oh, that, man, oh, Pastor Jimenez is a fanatic. It's too radical. And, you know, what do you mean? You know, you spank your children. That's abuse, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to call the child protection service. Look, you need to teach your children boldness so that we raise up a generation that's not completely spineless like the current generation of Christians is today. Look, Christianity today, 99% of Christians in this country are scared of their own shadow and they're afraid to do what's right. Look, I get up and preach this stuff about the homos and most people agree with me. It's true. But you know what they are? Scared. It's not that if you look at all of my preaching, nothing that I preach is unique. It's all Bible stuff that a lot of people have said before. I haven't come up with any new thing. But, you know, it's just a lot of people just don't say this stuff anymore. But they used to say it. But they just don't say it anymore because there's just a spirit of fear that's come. And we can't let this creep in.